This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Reardon. How you doing? Hope you're having a good afternoon, giving Mark Reardon a well-deserved day off. The Democrats are in a quandary, as you may know. And even James Carville is talking about how bad the situation is for Democrats. I mean, you know, he just seems flat out disgusted with the entire thing. And now there's been a poll talking about how there's more bad news for Democrats. Voters are now calling them, most voters, too radical. And hear from Issues and Insights. He's the editor, Terry Jones, has a great story out about that today. How are you, sir? Nice to have you on the Mark Reardon Show.
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me, Heidi.
Hey, you know, it surprises me. Well, it doesn't surprise me that the Democrats are doing so poorly because people just don't really know what they stand for anymore. The question was asked, do you think the Democrat Party has become too radical in its views and policies? 45% of all poll respondents said yes. That is huge.
Yeah, we were surprised at the size of it. We weren't surprised that there would be a significant number, but 45% is enormous. And when you add into that the fact that, you know, 22% of Democrats say that, that's one out of five of their voters, just over one out of five of their voters say the same thing. That's a real danger spot for the Democrats, because it suggests that they're very much out of touch with all voters, but even their own voters.
Well, that's what it comes down to. James Carville had an op-ed you may have seen today in the New York Times, and he was talking about how he says constipated, leaderless, confused, a cracked out clown car, divided. He's talking about, he said, these are words I hear from my fellow Democrats to describe our party. This is what they're dealing with. And they got 2026 looming and they have no plan.
Yeah, they have no plan. And really, they don't have any leader. We asked a third question of the people who responded to our poll about who do you consider to be the current leader of the Democrats? And it was pretty much solid across the board. It was Harris, it was Schumer, it was former President Barack Obama, but they were all low percentage points. I mean, there's nobody who jumps out as somebody saying, oh my gosh, they're a real leader. In fact, the number one vote getter was not sure, 37%.
Wow.
Everybody, the exception of Kamala Harris, was in single digits. And that tells you that they are a ship without a rudder right now.
Well, that's it. And then you've got Gavin Newsom running around the country. He was in South Carolina, as you know, about a week or so ago. And who was he trying to impress in the Bible Belt? You know, that show does not play in South Carolina. And all the Republicans have to do is show videos of what's happening in California. All the houses burned down. All the homeless people lined on the beaches who were there before the houses burned down, by the way, and say, do you want your state to look like this? I mean, this is such a gimme shot.
Yeah, it is, and I, you know, and I would add to that, you know, in California, you know, he can get away with posing as a centrist, which he has tried to do in the last 6 months. But it's not going to work in other states because they've been watching this from afar and seeing what a disaster California is. We now have the highest poverty rate in the nation. I mean, it's really incredible. And he comes in at about 5%. I can't see him leapfrogging over anybody really on the list. But who do they have who's a potential presidential person? I see no one there. I mean, I really don't. And I think they should be deeply worried about that as a party.
Well, they should be. And when you look, I looked at a picture the other day. Somebody posted a picture in California. I think it was looking down on Malibu, Palisades and all those houses. Not only are the houses not rebuilt, and who knows if they're ever going to be, according to a lot of people think they're going to grab the land and make affordable housing from it. But not only are they not rebuilt, they can't even clear the land. They can't even clear the fire. I have friends who had a fire in their garage a couple months back. They had to clear, the people came out and did, an insurance company, cleared all the stuff out of the garage so it's not blowing around, so it's not smelling because it smells horrible. And they can't even do that in California. I mean, imagine that on the national level.
Yeah, it's really bad. And our government here is totally dysfunctional and seized by its own ideology, which is far left, and they're incapable of doing things that would you would consider routine in any normal state, and they're incapable of doing it. Everybody was talking about when the fire happened earlier this year that things were going to be different. They were going to there were going to be expedited permits and things of that. So far there have just been a handful handed out, and there are literally thousands of people sitting on land that they can't do anything with right now other than clean up, and they have no way to go forward. And so a lot of them are just going to end up selling their land probably back to the state or to investors and moving out of the state. And we're going to lose some of our wealthiest and most talented people once again to other states because the state of California failed them.
Now that is terrible. We're speaking with Terry Jones, editor of Issues and Insights. I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Reardon. And that's what they're wanting. They want these people to just sell their land back to the state because the state makes it so miserable to try to rebuild. And many of these people had owned this land, Altadena, other areas in California, had owned this land for decades. Their parents had owned these houses. Yeah. And they can't possibly rebuild. I mean, the houses were older and cute, but, not the mansions. A lot of people think it's all mansions. It was not. And even if it were all mansions, the fact is you own the land. You should be able to rebuild on it. And that's just, it's horrifying that government would do that and just drag their feet to the point where you give up your land. Terrible.
Yeah. And they really don't have any recourse. I mean, there's no place they can go to say, I would like a second opinion or I would like this overturned. There is no, court of ultimate resort for them. So yeah. It's a serious problem out here. And I think, once people realize that that is the direction that the national party of the Democratic Party is going, they're going to say no to that. And it appears that they're already doing that. I mean, the Democrats showed they had spectacular weakness in the heartland of the country among formerly Democratic voters, people who were blue collar workers and people who are not living in any of the wealthy coastal enclaves, New York and San Francisco and L.A. and Seattle. Those people in the middle of the country have had enough of this.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
they're tired of it. We're speaking with Terry Jones. He's the editor of Issues and Insights. It's interesting, too. The Democrats, we don't even know what they stand for. They used to go along with what you were saying. They used to be thought of as the party for the working class and things like that. Right. Well, you've got people in Nevada, my home state, senators voting against the no taxes on tips. Now, how's the no taxes on tips going to work? I don't really know. OK, I'm not dumb enough to think it's going to be a panacea. But
what does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Voted against it. And they claimed when you've got a huge amount of people working in the tip earning industry, you know, who do the Democrats represent? Do they represent nothing but death, killing babies, killing old people with assisted euthanasia? They don't want police anywhere. They don't want any kind of law enforcement. That's really how people perceive them now, I think.
Yeah, and the reputation is following all Democrats. I think there are still a handful of more or less centrist Democrats in the party who are going to be tainted by this whole thing. And it doesn't help that when you have people in Congress, Democrats who are saying positive things about backing Hamas, who are are seeking to keep people who are here illegally from being deported, even criminals, backing ambush attacks on ICE and all this other stuff, and I don't know. You go down the line from issue to issue, and it just seems like the party has just spun out of control and cut the dock ropes between it and reality, and it's floating off.
That's very true. I mean, let's go back to when Ralph Northam, the governor of Virginia, as you know the story, was on a radio show being interviewed, and he talked about once a child's born, then we would make a decision about whether it lived. I mean, I'm not, you know the story, because it was in the context of abortion. And I'm thinking, I don't care who you are, where you sit on the abortion issue. This is a separate human being with civil rights. And now you're talking about the child. And that was horrific enough. Not one Democrat came out to denounce him. Not one. That spoke volumes about the party.
Yeah. Once you're born, I guess, you know, they don't realize that you have constitutional rights, and one of those is life and liberty, and not death. And it seemed, when I read that, I thought there must be something I'm not understanding here, because this couldn't be. But yes, it was.
Yep, I watched it. I watched the video of it. And I mean, for him to say that, and that's sick enough, but to have no Democrats, none of them, not in leadership, not in, you know, a small council of people, nobody denounced him, because they're all terrified to do it. The ones who were against it, maybe most of them weren't. But the idea that nobody denounced that, said, no, that's not what we stand for. We don't stand for killing children after they're born. That's not okay with us. They never did that. And that told people a lot.
Yeah. Yes, and I think there are a lot of people, including Democrats, I know several, who are not, pro-abortion rights, all the way up to birth. And I think they've been shocked by this. There has to be lines drawn, and it's increasingly obvious that the Democrats don't have any lines right now.
Right.
They're racing to the far left, and they're getting there pretty quickly. It's going to be difficult for them too, because they're having trouble raising money. And that's a serious problem that they're going to have going forward.
Yeah, well, then you've got the guy, ChatGPT creator Sam Altman, coming out. And this was a big donor to the Democrats, billionaire. He's saying he's politically homeless. That's the kind of stuff that kills them. They're depending on the high-tech guys and the entertainers, all these people to come out and give them money. And if those people bow out, they're really in big trouble.
Yeah, they will be. And they're already in trouble. I just saw the latest, the amount of cash on hand the Democrats had was just over $12.5 million, I guess it was. And the Republicans have 88.5
million. Wow.
Okay. Huge gap there right now, and the money has dried up for the Democrats, you know, both from all the billionaires who used to give them money and are turned off by things like their anti-Semitism and things of that sort, but also there's some question of whether the, you know, the NGO money that used to flow to the Democrats has been you know, choked off now thanks to Doge and those efforts. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, these are happy days for the Republicans, and let's hope we can maintain this momentum. That's the important thing. Terry Jones, editor, Issues and Insights, thanks for joining the Mark Reardon Show. Appreciate it.
You're quite welcome, Heidi. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Mark Reardon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.